Deep in the Amazon jungle, various indigenous leaders have joined forces to protect their livelihood. We accompanied native trackers during a week as they police the Javari Valley Reserve, an area twice the size of Japan. It's the home of 18 tribes. 11 of them have had no contact with the outside world.
This part of the river belongs to Brazil, where white men do as they please. But ahead of us is the indigenous Javari territory. It's forbidden to all but us, yet we're still in danger.
In the past, the threat came from oil companies and loggers. The government forced them out 2 decades ago when the Javari Reserve was demarcated. Joel Sampaio, who used to make a living cutting down trees in the area, is now helping the indigenous tribes face a new enemy, the increasing number of poachers and fishermen who have been sneaking into these remote lands to steal their food. They've been illegally capturing endangered and expensive species like the pirarucu fish and turtles to export them at high prices to neighboring Colombia and Peru.
Outsiders are depleting this protected forest of game. The local indigenous tribes hunt and fish just enough to survive. The illegal fishermen catch as much as they can to sell abroad and make money. They have already had shootouts with government authorities who tried to stop them.
The patrolmen are few in number, but have been armed by NGOs with technology, satellite maps, cellular apps, and a radio to communicate with villages inside the Javari Valley. We've been patrolling the Itaquaí River for 2 days now, and the Marubu indigenous people have been showing us how poachers and fishermen enter their lands illegally. They find these small canals, as you can see here behind me, and they ride these wooden canoes, which are very small and very hard to find, especially at night. We follow the intruders' tracks into the jungle. Our guide shows us how they cleared a path to carry canoes to small rivers further down, which will take them deep into the forbidden territory. It's a daily 10-kilometer hike through uncharted lands with an occasional stop to hunt for food. On the way, they find new clues, like this empty salt bag.
The salt is used to preserve the fish until they're taken to the market.
The fish are taken to Tabatinga, 5 hours down the river. In the marketplace, smugglers also sell illegally hunted alligators and turtles. But the real business is booming just across the border in the Colombian city of Leticia. All the fish here comes from Brazil. On a good month, this fishery sells 70 tons. The most precious species is the pirarucu, one of the largest freshwater fishes in the world. Matias Pereira tells us he caught almost 150 last week.
I sell them in Colombia because the price here is better than Brazil.
He claims all the pirarucu here are certified and have come from designated management ponds in the Amazon, like this one. But the Colombian Navy, patrolling the Solimões River, says most fish are illegally caught and smuggled. Indigenous leader Beth Marubu says illegal fishermen work for international drug cartels as part of a money laundering scheme.
Every little canoe can carry the equivalent of $8,000 worth of fish and turtles. And there are many canoes working for one master. We set up our own patrols to prove to the government what's going on, and nobody sees.
He says that unless drastic measures are taken, many more endangered species will continue to be smuggled out of the indigenous territory, threatening nature and the livelihood of the tribes. Monica Yanakiev, Al Jazeera, Javari Valley.